Hello, everyone. On this last Sunday of September 2019, we mark the days off as they roll by, and we can't help but wonder what is coming next. What a year we have had with good and tragic events and challenging environmental events. And some wonderful things as well. So change brings both sides of the equation into a more intense state of presentation. And we live with it. We learn to go beyond it. We learn to use it. We learn to forgive it. We learn to let go of that which seemed to hurt us, that we choose not to suffer. We rejoice in that which comes to our benefit, that we may praise and be grateful. So we live as a united community and one great family. Even if we don't always get along as one great family, even in our own biological families, we don't always get along. So let's just realize that right now, that's not so much about who believes what, or who does what in which way. It's really that we, as human beings, need to step up to our higher way of living, our higher way of engaging with the environment and loving one another. Yeshua gave us two great commandments. One is to love God with all your heart, your mind, and your soul. And second, only to that, love one another. Love your fellow man, mankind, brothers and sisters, as yourself. This not just brings joy to the heart and peace to the earth. It actually brings enlightenment. And that enlightenment actually is like one more button higher on the elevator. You know, like when you get into a 26-story elevator, pretty high rise, and you get in and somebody asks you, what floor are you going to? And you say, oh, punch in number 4 for me. And they do. And then somebody punches in number 26, and you wonder to yourself, wow, I wonder what's up there. And your floor, your elevator misses number 4. And you accidentally get off on floor number 6. And you have your choice. You could go all the way through the cycle and come down to 4. Or you might just step off on 6 and do a little exploring. I've done that. Have you? Okay, so I do a little exploring, a little walking around, look out the view, and then I walk down the stairs just to have a different experience. Well, when we love God with all our heart, we just keep going up, up, up that elevator. And we may not stay where we land because we may look out the window and say, ooh, wow, okay, I don't think I have my wings yet. I'm going back down. And that's okay. That's okay. Because the thing is, going up and down is fine. As long as you're not going up and down with problems. Going up and down with enlightenment is just fine. Because every time you touch a little bit up, you save a little bit of it. And then, floor number 4 gets to be kind of boring. You say, I'm getting off floor number 5 next time. And you do. So the other one about loving your neighbor as yourself. Well, I'm just going to use the parable of the elevator again. Have you ever noticed that you get into an elevator and it's pretty crowded with people and most people don't look at each other? You know, that's really too bad. Because everybody's in the same boat, literally. You know, if the belts loose and you hit ground. Those are the friends you're going down with. You might as well shake hands. You might as well say, hi, how you doing? But actually, we don't. We're afraid to look. And I think that tells us what state we're in with our fellow man. Because when we're locked into a little cubicle with strangers, we don't know what to do. And we hope they don't cough. We hope they don't sneeze. Or have some other communicable disease. And so we just kind of look around and face the wall. But let me tell you something, friends. Their disease is not what makes you sick. Your vulnerability is what makes you sick. And we build vulnerability out of every fear we have. Every single fear we have, whether it's fear of the environment, fear of the government, fear of storms, fear of economy, fear of what's going to happen to someone we love. Every fear we have is what makes us vulnerable. We could have a loved one pronounced with a terminal disease that is non-communicable at all, and next week we come down with the flu. We didn't catch it from them. We caught it from ourselves. And not any other person in particular. We might have been in the grocery store with close to someone with an airborne disease, but we didn't have to catch it. We caught it because we were vulnerable. We were afraid, and we were grieving. We were mourning. So actually, we come together in this group to take care of one another. That's why I like you to speak up. That's why I like you to share, to tell how you've received, and also what you need. Because, you know, it takes courage to exhibit your vulnerability to others. I've had people on the call who were afraid to let their voice crack a little bit. They didn't want anyone to hear them cry. But it's okay. We all cry. Yeshua cried. We all do. Moses cried. Everybody does. And we don't all cry with our voice. But I've seen animals cry with their position and their behavior. I've seen them sit around a beloved companion until that companion drew its last breath. And then they put their heads down and didn't move for maybe an hour. They were crying. We all do, just in different ways. And it's okay. It's very important that we that we expose our vulnerability, because there will be those who help us build back our strength. Now, with that introduction, I'm going to open our line and take some calls. Tony, I see you're on, and thanks for texting me to make sure I was okay.
Yes, you're welcome, Glenda. Good to talk with you. Yeah, we have a new moon that just hit yesterday morning or early afternoon on the East Coast. It was exact, and so it's a new moon in Libra opposing Chiron, the asteroid Chiron. And that connects with what you were just talking about, vulnerability. The thing that was really resonating to me yesterday as I was tuning into it was identifying the really deep root cause of whatever's going on. So it's an opportunity to see the healing prospects and possibilities in every moment. So that's going to be emphasized, especially during this coming cycle, which is this current 30-day period from yesterday to the next new moon. That one, I think it'll be, it's certainly an opportunity to connect with a deeper sense of purpose and direction as well.
Oh, good. That's going to tie in with our class today.
Oh,
we're going to talk in our class today about the deeper root of our being.
Ooh.
How is that?
That's wonderful. Well, and the class is great. I'm enjoying the class a lot. Thank you for doing this one.
Oh, you're welcome. Well, Tony, thanks for always for tuning us into the heaven. The heavens. As above, so below. And we are all, even our family even extends that far. Okay, I'm going to open the line to Jerome. Hi, Jerome. How you doing?
Well, great. I had a thing happen to me this morning. This is Jerome. And the back door of my house, I found an eagle feather telling me the universe is always listening. And I love the universe of the plants and the spirits. And I've just got some names for you here, but I love everything that you're saying and you do. And the names today are Elaine and Jean, Anna Marie, Joan, Sarah, Andrew, and the United States. But I know the universe is working for us.
Okay, we've got them down. Could you go through that list again? Just make sure I got them all. There's Jean.
Okay, I'll take it slower. Elaine, Jean, Anna, Marie.
Yeah, got that.
Joan, Sarah, Andrew, and the United States.
All right, thank you. We've
thank
got them
you
all
for,
now.
You're a priceless spirit forever and always, and thank you for connecting us with the other side and God and the earth and the universe. Thank you.
You are so welcome, and thank you for just being
okay,
there for
you're
us.
You're welcome. You're
bye
welcome.
Bye.
You're welcome.
Bye bye. All right, we have a caller from area code 415, and you're on.
Hello, Glenda, Stephen Adler here.
Hi, Stephen. I thought that was you, but we have several people from that same area code, so I was a little, I'm going to put your name in while I'm thinking about it, and I'll never have to guess again.
Thanks. I'm just want to put my good friend, Jane, and his lovely wife Vanessa on the blessing call. I received recent news from Shane, and Shane may be on the call. I think he is, but that unfortunately Vanessa is overcoming the obstacle of cancer, and so just putting their names on the call to to have God and Yeshua help them and guide them and give them strength to face this full on and overcome it. So many blessings to them and everybody on the call. Thank you.
Absolutely. Absolutely. Okay. Their names are on my list. And there's one thing I would like to add to your request and your comments, because I know that a number of our community members have had challenges with cancer or some other extremely serious illness. And if not they, then one or more of their friends. This is a growing concern in our world. And I want to give you just a little bit of heads up that comes from, well, A, the spiritual kingdom, the kingdom on earth, championed by Christ and forwarded by wise people such as the Dalai Lama and other wise messengers, and also by the medical community and the scientific community. We have some new discoveries, and these new discoveries are coinciding not identically in function, but in mutual support of truth. there has been a new organ of the body discovered. And it's actually contains more fluid than our entire system of blood. And it's larger than our entire organ of skin. And skin actually is an organ. What makes something an organ is that it has its own chemistry, its own basic biological way of caring for itself, and then interchanging and supporting other organs of the body in the sense of being in dialogue and synergy with other organs of the body. This is what makes an organ differ from just minerals in the body or just water in the body or fluids in the body or vitamins or food. We can't say that the food going through our digestive system is an organ, really. I mean, because it's not, it doesn't build around itself a unit, a function. An organ has a unit of function, and that function can be mapped and described, and that function can be assisted, whether mechanically, chemically, or therapeutically, in whatever way, it can be enhanced. It can be fixed if broken. In other words, we cut our skin, we put a Band-Aid on it, or put stitches in it, or whatever it takes to fix little broken skin. You see, I'm trying to distinguish between elements in our body and an organ of our body. Okay, we have known for quite some time that we have connective tissue. And it's one of the more vulnerable parts of our body. But we thought it was really just an internalization of skin. We did know, however, that particularly dangerous diseases such as peritonitis could kill a person within 24 hours. And this is what hospitals guard against so carefully with staff and other types of rabid contagions that can happen in a hospital or things that can happen after surgery because, after, for example, a gunshot wound that will definitely tear the connective tissue. What we didn't realize, what scientists didn't realize, is that the connective tissue is actually not part of our skin. It's part of a different organ called the interstitium. And the interstitium, I hope I pronounced that right. I've gone online to check for pronunciation. It's so new. There's hardly even any words about it being spoken online, but it's real. And I've been reading scientific and medical reports about it. The interstitium is the organ that makes our whole body whole. So, Tony, you might want to look about that in relation to Chiron that deals with vulnerability and wholeness. The interstitium is what, let me take that back just for 1 minute. We thought as an unborn infant or a young infant, it was primarily the autonomic nervous system that took care of most things. And then as the brain developed into its fullness and completeness, we thought that the control center was the central nervous system, which would consist of the brain and the brain stem and certain parts of the spine and other parts of the nervous system that are under the direct command of the brain. So we just assumed that was the, shall we say, the commanding general. Well, it's not. The interstitium is what connects every organ of your body with every other organ of your body. It's what makes every organ well or spreads illnesses like crazy. I know you've been in families or witnessed families where everybody had the flu except for one person. That one person didn't get it. Have you ever been amazed that doctors don't get sick more often or nurses? They're around sick people all day. People who work in hospitals. Well, you know, they do take their inoculation and their flu shots, and what they take normal precautions, and they wash their hands maybe 50 times a day. But still, the odds of them being sick are outrageously high, and yet most of them are not, at least most of the time. Well, this, why? The answer is, well, why, Glenda, why? Well, what's being found out is that wellness in any part of the interstitium can spread like wildfire to become wellness in any other part of the interstitium. And then whatever it touches gets well. Yeah. Illness in any part of the interstitium can spread like wildfire and every other part of the body gets sick. Yeah. It's like the master code maker for your body. It's the code maker, and it makes codes out of all of your good bacteria, bad bacteria, vitamins, minerals, your antibodies, and everything you've got that keeps your body running fit and well. It determines not your stomach or your digestive system. It determines your acid-alkaline balance. And that makes all the difference in your wellness. The interstitium controls your oxygen level in your body. And that makes every difference in your whole body. This is a big, big deal, my friends. The discovery of this organ may be, in medical science, equivalent to learning that the sun does not revolve around the earth, that the earth revolves around the sun. It could be that big, because it's going to contain answers to how cancer metastasizes. How fast it can travel. How something that just gets started yesterday can bring a person dead the next day. How almost miraculous healings can occur. How when we focus on something that is doing very, very well in our body, let's just say somebody has cancer, but they're doing marvelously well in one other area of their body. They focus on it, and all of a sudden the cancer's gone. And they didn't do any of the traditional treatments. This could explain why Norman Cousins treated his fourth stage cancer with comedy movies. He would watch all day long comedy movies, comedy movies. He laughed continuously all day long, got well. This could explain why some people, given 60 days to live, decide the one thing they're going to do before they die is they're going to leave a really powerful legacy. So they look for their finest talent, their most likely ability to give to the world. Everything they can give. And the 60 days comes, and they're well. Now, I can't tell you many more details about it right now because I'm still searching into it and scientists are still searching into it. But they know enough. And this research is not coming out of, it's not coming out of Fantasyland USA. This is coming out of the research labs at Harvard, Yale, the Mayo Clinic, MIT, and the top medical centers in Europe and in Southeast Asia. I mean, this is a big deal. Not only that, it's having profound effects upon people. This could explain why Yeshua would touch a person in just one place, and the energy from that touch would travel through his, through the whole body of the other person, and he would stand up and walk, or his eyes would open and he would see. Okay? Just look for miracles to be happening. They're on their way. And at first they're going to seem like miracles, and then we're going to say, oh my God, why didn't we know all along that the earth was round? We would have traveled everywhere and gotten to know everybody. But things come in due time. And things don't come because of our limitation. So I want to encourage each one of you to find the best that you are, however that might be, wherever it might be, and make the most of it. You may be surprised how well and fast it spreads to the rest of all that you are. Okay? Love God with all your heart. He's the giver of this. Love your fellow man and let them love you back. You may be surprised how somebody who loves you back may touch you. I don't mean physically, but I mean emotionally and spiritually. Touch you in a way you haven't thought of touching yourself in years. And it might trigger something wonderful in you that makes everything better. Okay, Stephen, well, you were a great inspiration for me. And see, that's what you guys do for me. I never know what I'm going to say because I just wait until one of you touches me in a way. And it comes along. Have you ever just not known what to do? You take a walk, and while you're out there, it's like, oh, my God, that's what I'm supposed to do. Something touched you. Something touched you in this very special system of your body, and it woke up the rest of who you are. Okay, my dear ones, I'm going to open a few more calls and then we'll go into our blessing. We are way late. So let's just be as brief as we can. Ollie, you're on.
Hi, Glenda.
Hi.
This is Ollie. How are you?
I'm doing great. How are you?
I'm well. I'm going to be fast because I know you have other people. I would love to request a blessing from Yeshua to my mother. She fell and fractured her hip and she had surgery. So I would like to have a blessing for a speedy recovery.
Oh,
and
yes.
Painless. I know you know about
it. Oh, yes. Oh, I do. And I can already feel him touching her hip. So that's why you probably heard me smile.
I'm sorry?
So she's in our list and she's in his heart. So she'll be fine.
Thank you. Thank you.
And you too. Okay, you. Nancy, you're on. Hi. Or Gary.
Hello. Hi. I'm just going to ask for some continued blessings for my daughter, Jane and Jason. And my daughter-in-law, who's newly pregnant, just found out, Amber. And then my friend Michonne, who's dealing with some issues health-wise. And one more, myself. So I'm experiencing a potential health challenge, and I'm definitely dipping my toe into that fear vulnerability pool waiting on a test. I feel like everything's okay, but I get that belly full of anxiety, and I know there's a grand plan, and it's a wonderful divine plan about healing and understanding about what you both were talking about, you and Tony. So I'm just putting myself in there. Thank you.
You're going to be just fine, Nancy.
Thank you.
You're going to be just fine. Right as rain and a kitten on Monday.
Yay! Okay, I'll sleep better tonight now.
Okay, good. Good, good. Good. All right, Susan, you're on.
Hi, Glenda. It's Susan. I just want to wish everybody a happy new year. That those that celebrate Rosh Hashanah as I do. So that was what I wanted.
Oh, yes, of course. Of course. And Happy New Year to you, Susan.
Thank you, sweetie.
Okay. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
I think we've got area 310. Okay, you're on.
Thank you, Beth. Hi, Glenda. this is Shane. This is Steve Adler's friend.
Oh, and, hi, Shane.
Hi, nice to meet you. I'm also friends with Gina. I introduced you to Gina, who came to stay with you for a short time.
Really? Oh, great.
Yeah. Steve introduced me to you.
Oh, I love her. Give her my love, will you?
You know I will. I will definitely do that. Yeah, Steve introduced me to you and to your work back in 1999, so it's been, you know, profound in my life, and I'm really coming here to, I'm going to be showing up weekly, but I want to kind of reiterate that, you know, Vanessa is working with a recurrence of metastases of sarcoma to the lungs, and so it's, you know, we're in deep faith right now, and I really appreciate your message. I heard the deepest, the most true part of your message when you were saying, and that, you know, and I remember some love at that end as well, you know, focusing on the whole remember you. So I really appreciate you saying that, and I appreciate you being here, and just want to hold Vanessa up in prayer.
Yes. Yes, and have her focus upon something that she can't see right now, but
okay.
It's a whole organic system in her body that connects
okay.
everything and has the ability to make her well.
Okay, I'll do that. Thank you.
Okay. Sorry, I have to go so fast, but I'm trying
thank
to work
so
everybody
much.
In. Bye bye.
No, thank you so much. Take care, Anne.
Jean Marie, you're on.
Hey, Glenda, Jean Marie. A couple of things. About 5 years ago, I downloaded Love Without End. Was that through Kindle or some other means? Because I can't find it in my library. That's one question.
Oh, my goodness. Well, you can actually get it through any number of media. You go to our store. Or you go to Amazon. It's available on Amazon.
Okay, Kindle. But I bought it, downloaded it probably 4 or 5 years ago before I had a cataract.
I wish I could send it to you. If I could, I would, but I don't have it.
Well, if I bought it, Amazon better cough it back up. Ha ha.
Yeah, exactly. Go to Amazon.
Yeah,
and
I will.
Get them to fix this for you. Okay.
That. Hey, listen, also, I am taking a nice little vacation on Wednesday for about a week, and I just want to ask blessings that it be as magical and wonderful as I think it's going to be.
Okay, great. We wish the same for you, Jean Marie.
Thank you so much.
Okay, and Sarah? Sarah, you're on.
Aloha, Glenda, and this beautiful community. This is Sarah from Santa Cruz. And I want to say today is Archangel Michael's feast day. And so I just wanted to just say may we all have the blessing of cutting through any obstacles to our divine plans unfolding in ease and grace and cutting through any obstacles to love. And I wanted to ask for a special blessing for my friend Paul and his healing, and a special blessing for all of our family, our families, and our families having peace and love. Thank you.
You're welcome. And they're all on my list. And I'm sure blessing givers were taking note also. And our last caller is from area code 919. So the rest of you be getting ready, okay?
Hey, Glenda, this is Lorraine. And quickly, I was also honoring the Jewish New Year along with this new moon. But the main thing I wanted to share was that someone I spoke of prayer out loud, I mean a blessing request last, I don't know, January or something, who was had cancer and was like looking like on death row. I just saw recently he's fully recovered, in remission, and feeling more vitally alive than ever. I was blown away by how vital he looks. So I just wanted to honor that. Hopefully, I knowing the blessing contributed to that, along with whatever else was happening.
Well, God did it. But we like to think that we help people receive and unite with God just a little more closely.
allow that
vulnerability to serve a good purpose. You know, vulnerability can serve a good purpose because it opens us up to love. So that's the thing. If you're feeling vulnerable, it's okay. Just make sure you drink the right thing, that you drink love, and stay away from harm. Okay? That's the key. And Lorraine, thank you for all your good work as a blessing giver.
Thank you. We
know that you're out there doing this work constantly, and we love you for it.
Oh, thank you. It's an honor. That comes to the blessing sometimes, too. So, yeah.
Well, yeah. I know. It's a humbling thing. It really is.
Yeah.
And
an honor. Yeah.
And it's an honor. Okay, well, let's get started with our blessing, and I'm going to say my prayer to Yeshua. Dear Yeshua, we thank you for being with us always, even when we don't think to say hello, or think to say, I'm so glad you're here, or thank you. It's okay. He knows that we are all one family. And he's our brother. Just like families that are close don't walk through the same house all the time saying, I love you, I love you, I love you. We know you understand. And we, for all of us and from all of us, we say we love you. We ask that you be with those who are a little bit frightened, feeling a little bit vulnerable, that you remind them of their strength in God, and also their own personal strength. We're never 100% weak. And we know, and we've learned from you, if we focus on our strength, we can be made whole and well again. We're reminded of the hologram, where just one piece of the hologram can be taken and make a whole new picture. And so too it is with our strength and with the fact that we were created in the image of God. So we ask that you comfort us in our suffering, in our loneliness, but you strengthen us in our goodness and our wellness. And that you bring us closer together as a family, that we may love and care for one another and remind each other of our strengths, our beauty, and all the good things we have to offer. We ask all of these things in your name and with praise and gratitude that you are here with us today. Amen. Amen. Your blessing has been given. Now rest and receive the fullness of it. Much love to all of you. Much happiness. And I wish you a great, lovely week of good news, blessings, fulfillment, and love. Bye-bye for now. And we'll see you next week.